It's 12 noon, or a few seconds it will be. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. And the program is your connection to local music. Our show today features one of the combos from the Senior Jazz Camp at the Illinois Summer Youth Music Program at the University of Illinois. This is the final of 3 weeks that ISYM has each year. All the other camps this week are junior high. This is the one senior high group, and we have one of the combos that will be playing live in our studio. We'll also talk with two of the coaches and with some of the players themselves. Some good jazz here on Live and Local on FM 90.9 during this hour. And that's music by Leonard Bernstein, America from West Side Story, played by the Canadian Brass, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Good afternoon. I'm Kevin Kelly. It's 12:04, and we've got a fun show for you, I am sure. We have what is called the Carrillo Combo from the Illinois Summer Youth Music Senior Jazz Camp, which has been going on all week. They will be performing tomorrow along with a bunch of other performers from the various junior camps, which we will hear about in a little bit. And the coordinator for the jazz camp is Chip McNeil, who's also head of the jazz studies program at the University of Illinois. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
And it's good to finally meet you, because I've seen you play a few times and I've heard your name again and again. So.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It's my pleasure. Glad you were able to enjoy the music.
And Tito Carrillo is leader of this particular combo and working also with the kids during ISYM, and also a member of the jazz faculty at the University of Illinois and a trumpet player.
That's correct. Thank you for having us, Kevin.
I was hoping I was remembering that correctly. I haven't had a chance to hear you yet, so I'm looking forward to doing that at some point soon. And our combo here are on the saxophones, Daniel Berkey and Kate Myers. Trombonist is Allie Neff. Trumpet is, are you playing cornet or trumpet?
Trumpet.
Okay, it says both here, but I only see one instrument, so that's fine. Eric Eric DeCaro. Pianist is Jake Shapiro.
Yes, sir.
And drummer is Bernard Hoffman, whose head I can only barely see behind some music stands here. And we have a substitute bassist. I will let him introduce himself if he can get anywhere near a microphone. Because something happened to their bassist from the program, Justin Swick, I guess.
I'll let Tito tell that story, but I'm Chris Nolte. I'm a DMA candidate at the University of Illinois, and I'm helping to teach the summer youth music program this summer.
Excellent. So we've got a fine fill-in. Mm-hmm. First, let me turn to Joyce Griggs of the ISYM program and just tell a little bit about, since if we have regular listeners to this show, and I know that we do, they've heard from you a couple of times generally about ISYM, so talk in general about what's been happening this whole week, not only for this group, but also the other camps.
Sure. Well, this week we have some senior high students for all of the senior high jazz combos, which we're going to hear one of this afternoon on this show, and we also have two junior high big bands, and those students also have the opportunity to play in a combo an hour a day. And all of those jazz ensembles will be performing tomorrow at the Krannert Center. Concerts start at 10 a.m. for the jazz ensembles. And then we also have several large ensembles this week. We've got a junior chorus that will be performing also at Krannert tomorrow at 10 a.m. We have, two junior concert bands, one of which is going to be doing a combined piece with the junior chorus, which is a first in a long time. And we also have a junior high piano camp going on this week.
Now that, so are there going to be a bunch of pianos on stage and people performing in ensemble?
They're actually just going to be doing one performance at a time, so solo performances for the piano camp.
Well, that'll be nice, too.
Very nice.
Some sort of piano Lollapalooza was what was in my mind there.
Yes.
When we heard about that. So, Chip McNeil, how about an overview of the senior, and, well, for that matter, and the junior high jazz camps?
Well, I've been the headmaster of the jazz camp since I arrived here and was been the division chair for jazz.
Which has been what?
It's been 8 years now.
Has it been?
It's
I was
been
gonna
eight
guess
years.
Five and be way off.
Yeah, it's going on 8 years. And I've had a great time with the camps. And the original, I think the first 3 or 4 years I was here, we did two separate camps at different times. We would do a junior camp and then we would do a senior camp. They were actually combined. I've forgotten. That's right. They were actually combined, and we had all the students, and we did big bands, all big bands, and then we would form combos out of the big bands. And I think we had maybe four big bands or five generally, and then we would form four or five combos. And Joyce and I did some discussing, and as we went through the years and kind of were looking at the demographics for the various students and what they seemed like, and got feedback from students and parents, and we thought it would be a nice idea to maybe separate them into junior and senior camps, because a lot of the senior students, as these students are here in the studio with us today, are getting jazz big band in their high school programs, from their various high school programs. So they're kind of getting that experience on their own throughout the year. And what they're not probably getting, we thought, is the small group experience and directly dealing with a little bit more improvisational type aspects of music. So that's really what we focus on with the senior jazz camp, is the improvising part of things, putting together a small ensemble with a rhythm section and several horns, and coming up with arrangements and trying to use jazz repertoire as kind of the basis for talking about improvising. And we found that that's worked out really well. This year we have 6 combos. I think we had 9 last year. And it goes up and down, varies from year to year. But and we decided the junior camp, we should focus on the big bands, because a lot of junior high schools don't have a big band program. And the big band part of the jazz learning experience is a critical element. And the younger that the students can get exposed to that and learn how to play in various sections, mm-hmm. rhythm sections, trumpet sections, trombone sections, saxophone sections, and it's also a little closer to what they get kind of in the traditional concert band setting or wind symphony setting, so it's a little easier to make that jump. So we thought we would focus the junior camps on the big bands, and so we have 2 bands this year and 2 combos that we formed out of those. So that's really the reason, and we're just running them concurrently in 1 week.
And how did you pick this particular combo to play on this show?
Well, this combo this year we deemed as kind of the top level combo as far as the high school students are concerned. So you guys can all be proud of yourselves.
Yeah, congratulations.
they did a nice job, and it's all by audition. All the combos, the senior camp and the junior camp placement, is all done by audition. And various members of the jazz faculty, including Tito and myself and Chris Nolte, who you met, we all did are involved in the audition process. So they did it the way we do in the real world. Basically, you're as good as you stand on your own playing. And these are very talented students, I guarantee you. I had the pleasure of working with them in an improvisation class all week, and they've done a terrific job. So they're very talented.
Well, Joyce, in future years, you can now put in the ISYM brochure that you get a chance to be on the radio if you're really good.
That's great. <right. laughs> And thank you for that, Kevin. That's
it's a lot of fun. We had some quartets a few weeks ago, yep. from the senior camp, and that was a blast. And I think the students enjoyed themselves. Well, speaking of a blast, let's have a blast. Who wants to introduce the first tune? Come up close to the microphone. This is saxophonist. Where did your name just go? Daniel Berkey.
Hello, I'm Daniel Berkey. I'm 13 years old. I play tenor saxophone at Northbrook Junior High. Or Glenbrook North.
What North?
Glenbrook North. It's in Northbrook.
Yeah, okay. Up in Chicago suburb?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what's the tune?
Straight Up.
Bye.
He has to use the cheat sheet.
Eric Alexander and Jim Rowe Tondi.
Okay. It's important to know who wrote these things. They deserve a lot of credit.
That's right. That's right.
You're listening to Live and Local. This is the Carrillo Combo, led by Tito Carrillo from the Illinois Summer Youth Music Program on 90.9.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Tune called Straight Up by Daniel.
Eric Alexander and Jim Rotundi.
Eric Alexander and Jim Rotundi. I wanted to make sure you got that this second time. That was the Carrillo Combo led by Tito Carrillo from the Illinois Summer Youth Music Camp at the University of Illinois, which is the third of the 3 weeks wrapping up. This is it for the summer, and it's great to have one of these combos on our show today. What listeners couldn't see during the performance is that Tito Carrillo was occasionally pointing to so-and-so and indicating, hey, your solo next, excuse me, which meant, of course, that everybody else needed to know that segment was done. You got the next tune. And so I'm curious, I'll just pick on Eric DiCaro on the trumpet for no reason other than that there you are. and I thought about it at the point when Tito pointed to you. What goes in your mind in that second? You got the finger in your direction.
Just, you know, put the horn off your lips and just start playing. It's like when he points at you, it's like you can't say, I'm not ready yet.
Do you ever have this moment of panic that mentally, it's, I don't know what's going to come out. We'll just blow and see what happens.
The first couple of days of rehearsal, yeah. But I'm trying to get used to it.
Well, that's always the amazing thing to me. I'm as somebody who does not improvise and is absolutely locked into the music when I play. People who are able to do it, and especially folks as young as you are, who, you know, have pretty limited experience. What is it you're thinking about? Anybody can answer this. I'll just pick on Kate Myers for no reason other than that you're sort of, that's where my eyes went next. You're one of the tenor saxophone players. What do you think about while you're playing a solo, an improvised solo?
Well, when I'm usually playing, I try to think of what I want it to sound like, and so then I know how to play it on the horn. Like, because when I read the changes, I can see what kind of notes I can use, and so then I just play the rhythms I want on those notes.
And changes means, you know, the chord changes.
Yeah.
So that's what that's what's on your page. I can't see what's on your page. What's on your page? Turn it around. Let me see what that looks like. Okay. It doesn't look like much of anything. There's some musical staffs, and there's a bunch of chord names. And on the front, yeah, that's the tune. What do you call, Tito, what do you call the beginning of the tune and then the end of the tune? We're basically the same thing. And in between,
we just refer to it as the head, you know. So we know that after, well, we play the intro, play the head, and then we open it up for solos where the chorus keeps repeating. And under different conditions, they could take probably numerous choruses, but I set down the mandate, one chorus. and then we play the out head, that's what you'd call it, out head going out.
And so you limited them to one chorus for time, or because you thought maybe they'd run out of ideas?
This is one of the fewer tunes that I wanted to feature everybody. Okay. So this will be our opener tomorrow as well, and so it's a good tune to just feature everybody in a more limited role.
And tomorrow, that he referred to, is the concert by the various ISYM ensembles. It starts at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Friday already. It's just amazing to me. The Junior Jazz Chorus and Piano Camps are actually all at 10 o'clock, so you have to choose because they're in different places. The Jazz and Chorus are at the Kranit Center, and the Piano is over at Smith Recital Hall. These are all in the University of Illinois campus. The Junior Symphonic Band is at the Kranit Center at 11:15 tomorrow morning. Junior Concert Band at 12:30, and then this group, along with the other combos, said there's six of them. Chip McNeil, right? Those are at 12:30 at the Kranert Center also, and all that stuff is free. So it's a great way to see some really talented students from quite a ways around the state of Illinois. Let me just sort of go around the room here. Daniel Berkey's on sax. You said where you're from, but say it again, really clearly this time.
From the northern suburbs of Chicago.
Specifically, what school?
Glenbrook North.
Glenbrook North. There we go. See, I'm a radio guy, so I have to try for good articulation. That's right. Kate Myers, you're on the sax also. Where are you from?
I'm actually a local. I'm from Champaign.
What school?
I'm going to be going to Central next year.
Oh, so you're going to be an entering
freshman.
Congratulations, and good luck. Allison Neff on trombone. Where are you from?
I'm from Prospect Heights.
Prospect Heights, that's also up towards Chicago?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. At what high school? Is that the name of the high school?
No, I'm going to be attending Hersey High School.
Okay. And our bass player is ill, so Chris Nolte is a DMA Jazz Study, Doctoral of Musical Arts Jazz Studies candidate at the University of Illinois. Piano, Jake Shapiro, come near a microphone. Where are you from?
I just graduated from New Trier High School, and I'm going to be attending U of I in the fall.
Congratulations on both counts. So you get to put up with these guys for the next 4 years.
Yes, sir.
Tito Carrillo and Chip McNeil. And again, I can't see him. Oh, there he is. He's snuck out behind the drums. The drummer is Bernard Hoffman. Where are you from?
I'm from East St. Louis, and I attend East St. Louis Senior High School, and I would be a senior.
Wow. Double congratulations to you.
Thank you.
So are you thinking about what happens after that yet?
Hopefully, I plan to go here to U of I.
Well, you're doing a really good audition right now.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Well, Joyce Griggs says, "Did I miss? Who did I miss? Oh, sorry, man. The guy I picked on first, trumpeter Eric DeCaro. Where are you from?
I just graduated from Batavia High School, and I'm going to be going to St. Olaf up in Minnesota next year.
That's a choir school. Do they have jazz?
It's really well known for its choir, but they've got great music programs all around.
Good. I mean, I'm not putting it down by saying it's just a choir school. It's a great school with wonderful musicians all around, and a small enough. It's a pretty small place, right?
About 3,500 people there.
So you'll get lots of good attention.
Yeah,
right.
Kevin, but those, before we move on, not to
sorry, this is Chip McNeil, who's head of the Jazz Studies program at the U of I.
Since we had the students mention their various high schools, I just wanted to let people know that We have gone out throughout the year. We go out from the U of I jazz program and do various clinics and things with some of our groups, and Chris has attended some of those, being part of the Illinois Concert Jazz Band. Bernard mentioned he goes to East St. Louis High School, and we've done concerts and clinics through the SLARP project down there with the students, and our students go down there regularly, maybe 3 or 4 times every semester, and work with the various high school students. So Bernard is kind of familiar with Chris and some of our other players that are working the camp, and it's a great way for us to interact with some of the high schools. Allison mentioned Hersey High School. We've also done clinics at that high school as well, and we have several students that have gone on from Hersey and graduated and are attending and are part of the jazz studies program here. Jake mentioned New Trier High School. Same thing. We've had several students that have graduated from New Trier and become jazz performance majors. So it's really nice. This is a great way for us to get to know some of the younger students that are coming up through the various junior highs and high schools. And it works. It's a terrific recruiting thing for us. And it's great for us to kind of get to know the students from a very young age and see them progress to help them kind of meet their musical needs. I mean, generally, that's one of the nice things about our program is we really are vested in our students and know, you know, where they're coming from and where they might want to go.
Well, and the university is developing very quickly a really strong jazz studies.
Come a long way in 8 years. Here. Not only the terrific faculty, but amazingly talented students. They're attracting all these great students. And this is one of the ways, Tito working with this group, you know, it's a way for these students to get to work with him all week and get to know him and all of us, you know, get to know members of the faculty and some of our students. We've been with Chris, he's been working with the various bassists and running some groups. And it's a terrific way to interact. Jake was even mentioning earlier today about he really enjoyed the fact that we're very interactive with our students and laid back. And, you know, he gets an idea of what he's going to be doing in terms of his career. And I think he seemed to enjoy that. He expressed his agreement.
Jake, please understand we're being very nice right now.
Yes, exactly. When you get here, you'll really have to practice a lot.
That's part of the recruiting.
Right.
Just wait till you get here. And yeah.
That's right.
Well, jazz players are supposed to be the more relaxed sort of characters anyway, right?
Well, we hope.
Well, you have to. I mean, at some point, this is going to be a gross generalization, but it seems to me you have to have a pretty relaxed mind to be able to improvise at all. And to be able to, you know, look at a chord and use that as a loose structure, well, actually a pretty tight structure for what will then be, you know, a relatively loose solo compared to somebody who's reading notes on the page exactly, like me. And I don't have the loosest mind in the world, probably, so
I would never make it in jazz. There's a huge aspect to jazz improvisation of letting go. You know, it's you practice, you learn the chords and you learn the scales. But as I've been talking with them all week about this art form, at some point you got to just empty your mind and accept everything that comes out of your instrument and try to make some musical sense in the moment, which is a lot different when you're trying to prepare a classical piece, for example, and you want to kind of be in control of everything and know what's going to happen. There's an aspect of here of just letting go and letting it roll.
Mm-hmm. I just had this image when you said empty your mind of Harry Potter with the wand up to his head, you know, and pulling out the thoughts. You know, in this case, you're emptying some of them, and you get the other wand that's just, you're sucking them in, you know.
That's right.
The thoughts go out one, and the music comes in the other.
Let's have
some music. Let me say first that this is Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly, and we're listening to combo dubbed as the top combo from the ISYM camps here at the University of Illinois. WI Loves coming to you from Campbell Hall for Public Telecommunication, made possible by a generous gift from Alice and Robert Campbell. And our programs are supported in part by Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, inviting the community to the U of I Research Park on Friday, July 17th at 7:30 p.m. for the return of the 3-performance Outside at the Research Park concert series. And more information is at KrannertCenter.com. Who's going to introduce our next tune? That would be Jake DiCaro. No, Eric DiCaro. I mixed up two names there. Trumpet player.
We're going to be playing On a Misty Night by Ted Dameron.
Okay.
So,
then do it.
Yeah. Intro is swung. 1, 2, 1, 2, ready. Thank you.
Thank you.
Golf clap.
Yeah, right. The golf clap.
Yeah, we need an audience out there. We have an audience out there, and for all we know, they're clapping right along.
We hope so.
If they're jazz folks. A tune called On a Misty Night by
Ted Dameron.
Played by the Carrillo Combo, led by Tito Carrillo from the Illinois Summer Youth Music Camp, the senior jazz camp at the University of Illinois. With just today and tomorrow left, it'd be, and then they do their final performance, and they all go home.
That's it.
Tito Carrillo is the leader of this group, and Chip McNeil is coordinator for the jazz camps at ISYM and also head of the Jazz Studies Department at the University of Illinois School of Music. And Chip, you are also a tenor sax player.
Yes, I am.
And there's two tenor sax players in this group. Mm-hmm. Daniel, get off the chair because I'm going to ask you a question here. Daniel Berkey and Kate Myers, the question is both for you. You got this guy here who is a really well-known and very fine tenor sax player, and you're both on that instrument. How inspiring is that?
They're speechless.
Or dumbfounded.
Well, I just think like it's such a great privilege to be able to work with him and all these people that are like so great in the jazz community, because like you never, like you don't know what it's actually like until someone like takes time out of like their busy schedule and how they make money and stuff to like come teach kids and stuff. So I thought it was a really great privilege, and I really enjoyed working with him.
Daniel?
I personally think he's like one of the best saxophone players I've ever heard in my life. I really enjoy hearing him play. I mean, there were two occasions where I got to hear him play, like outside of during class. There was a jam set, a faculty jam session, and then there was a faculty concert, and both of those, he was just incredibly amazing. And it was really cool to get to work with him.
So you're really wanting to get into the U of I in 4 years, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks for the assist.
Exactly. Yeah.
That'll be on your record. Yeah. Well, I imagine it's got to be in the same thing. Eric,
yeah.
You've got Tito Carrillo. Does he play for you in the class, in the class sessions?
Yeah. We also have a trumpet master class that he teaches, and it's just when he plays, it's incredible. It's like you manage to forget about whatever's going on in the song. Just listen to it.
Now, wait, explain that a second.
It's like you don't worry about the chord changes anymore. You don't try to analyze it. You just listen, and it's pretty incredible.
And what does it seem like he's doing that you're not?
I have no idea. if I could figure that out, I'd be working on it.
Well, Tito Carrillo, what do you tell them that you're doing?
I tell them that they're listening to the work of 25 years of development, because this music, anytime you want to get great at any art form, it really is a lifetime process. And I think the key is to enjoy the process, enjoy the little small victories, and to keep playing. You know, that's the main thing. Keep playing this music.
Mm-hmm. We might as well. I mean, we've got some time here, and you've got a few more tunes, I guess.
Yes, we do.
How many more tunes have we got lined up?
We have two more, and possibly three if we need. So.
Okay, well, that'll be great. So, mm-hmm. Who gets to introduce the next one?
Jake.
Jake Shapiro, come on up to the microphone and work your way around the keyboard there. It's a pretty tight fit here, since you can't see what's going on.
Okay, this is a piece called Mr. Kenyatta by Lee Morgan.
Mr. Kenyatta, who's that? I stumped you on that. I knew I would. Any idea?
I'm not really sure who Mr. Kenyatta is.
Well,
I like his theme song.
Right.
Well, he's all right. Here we go. So this tune is Mr. Kenyatta. Use your imagination. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. Thank you. folks couldn't see a little bit of instruction going on there as they were
just cheerleading.
Playing. That was the Carrillo Combo from the Illinois Summer Youth Music Program at the University of Illinois. And what was the name of that tune again? I forget. Oh, Mr. Kenyatta by
Lee Morgan.
Lee Morgan. And I want to talk about rhythm in just a moment. I'm going to take a break for a calendar, which we always give on this show. It's live and local here on FM 90.9. And the point of the show is to get you to go out and listen to live music and go to see live theater in your local area. And there's a lot going on, so I'll pick a number of things that you can go do at the Dockside Cafe at Kickapoo Landing in Oakwood. The bluegrass group called Strings Attached is playing tonight at 5:30. That's an event actually co-sponsored by Illinois Public Media. Jidemi Productions in Decatur is presenting Oklahoma. It's an all-high school production at the Decatur Civic Center. That is tonight at 7, and then Saturday and Sunday performances as well. The Blues Deacons are playing at the Summer Sounds Series in Temple Plaza in Danville. That's tonight at 5:30. The Urbana Country Dancers with Banjulele are performing, they are gathering, and you can join them at Phillips Recreation Center in Urbana. That's tonight from 8 to 11. The Peoria Municipal Band is playing a couple of times this weekend, tonight at 7 in Springdale Cemetery in Peoria, and then again on Sunday in Oak Park. That's at 7:30. Denise LaGrassa, singer-songwriter, performing at the Red Fire Grill in Bloomington tonight at 6:30. Looking ahead to Sunday, the Jim Markham Swing Band is in Hessel Park in Champaign, part of the Champaign Park District music program for the summer. That's Sunday night at 6:30. The number of band concerts besides Peoria on Sunday, the Danville Municipal Band at Lincoln Park in Danville, Sunday at 7:30. The Decatur Municipal Band in Fairview Park in Decatur, Sunday at 6 o'clock. It's the final student-faculty concert for the Illinois Chamber Music Festival, which is at Illinois Wesleyan University in Bloomington. That's Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock in Westbrook Auditorium. And finally, the Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana performing Handel's Dixit Dominus and More, a bit of an alumni return program concert there, and also a farewell for soprano Sherazade Pantaki. That's Sunday evening at 7:30 at the Episcopal Chapel of St. John the Divine in Champaign. And there's more, but we'll let you discover that. Well, let me mention the Illinois Shakespeare Festival has performances all weekend. You can go to their web address, which is thefestival.org. I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local. Coming up at 1 o'clock, I'll give you a weather forecast, 101, news headlines, and classical music for you starting at 106. I was watching during this last tune the drummer here, Bernard Hoffman, and I got a question for you, so come on up to the microphone. It seems to me that you're doing a wonderfully creative job of keeping the time back there. And I'm curious, what are you told about keeping time when you're working with these guys during the camp?
Well, I try to keep the time. It's really hard to keep time while you're playing Latin, because it's got a real, like, a syncopation with it. So all I try to do working with Tito, I try to stay in the pocket as much as I can.
What does that mean, stay in the pocket?
Like, don't do a lot. Simplify what most of my feels, and just play along with the bass player. So
play along with the bass player.
Yeah.
Now, on that last tune, the bass player was keeping the time sometimes, but he was, you know, not on the beat necessarily. That was your job through almost this whole tune. So what do you do when you don't have the bass player to keep up with?
I try to have the time in my head to remember where the starting part of the song started at. So I have like clicking clock in my head. So
like a metronome of some kind, going on. You have to be the metronome for the group, really. Now, when you're pointed at to do a solo, then what happens?
I have bubble guts.
You have what? You have what?
Bubble guts.
Which is what?
Nerves. as far as my solo, I try to keep it simple or the same. I try to start off ease, then I go try to go all out at the end of my solo. So,
it also seems to me you have a nice sense of color on the drums, which is not a term I usually think of with drummers. You actually were hitting on the side of the drum for one of the effects, and you kicked the snares off, and you had a multiple tom effect there. I mean, do you hear colors at all when you're hear different sounds, or how do you come up with that?
I try to make a different variation for each Latin tune I play. So if I feel if it's that song I want to play with the snare off, I cut it off. If I feel like I want it off, you know, it all depends on how I feel when I play.
And how long have you been playing drums?
Since I was 5. So
and you're how old now?
17.
And how long have you been doing jazz?
Say just four years since I been a freshman in high school.
And do you consider yourself a drummer or a percussionist or both?
Both.
So do you? What other percussion stuff do you do?
I do marching band, some little concert band, and I did a little pep band for the play for the basketball game. So.
And is jazz where your heart is?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I thought so. Yeah. Nice job. That was nice. That was a good tune. Y'all sound great. By the way, and. We've got definitely time for one and maybe two, depending.
Okay.
Let's let Tito Carrillo introduce the next
one. I'll announce this next one, yes. This is a tune by one of my favorite musicians named Kenny Garrett, and I thought we should do something a little bit more contemporary, a little bit funkier, and something fun to play for them. And I actually taught them this tune by ear. I felt it was easy enough to do that. It was a simple chord progression and a pretty simple rhythm, and so I wanted to challenge them to try and learn this tune and pick it up by ear, and all of a sudden, right before we came here, they were like, Tito, we gotta play the funk tune, we gotta play the funk tune. So this is called Wayne's Thing, T-H-A-N-G, and it's dedicated to Wayne Shorter. It's by Kenny Garrett, alto saxophonist Kenny Garrett, and it's just going to feature the band.
The Carrillo Combo from the Illinois Summer Youth Music Camp on Live and Local on FM 90.9, live in Studio F. Thank you. And name of that tune was?
Wayne's Thing by Kenny Garrett.
Kenny Garrett, played by the Carrillo Combo. That was Tito Carrillo, introducer, back announcing the piece, as we say in radio. The Carrillo Combo from the Illinois Summer Youth Music Program at the University of Illinois. They are tenor saxophonists Daniel Berkey and Kate Myers, trombonist Ali Neff, trumpeter Eric DeCaro, pianist Jake Shapiro, drummer Bernard Hoffman, and guest bassist, who's actually in the doctoral jazz studies program at the University of Illinois, filling in for an ill bassist from the program, Chris Nolte. And Tito Carrillo, the leader of that combo, Chip McNeil, coordinator for the jazz camps at ISYM and chair of the jazz studies program at the University of Illinois. Joyce Griggs has joined us from the ISYM camps. And y'all did a great job, and I wish you luck on your performance tomorrow.
Thank you.
This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly.